This is Sunny for Chico's Soul. Chico is honoring Alexandra Winter, who died on December 3rd in what police are investigating as a murder-suicide. At 28 years old, Winter was a biological sciences major at Chico State, completing her degree while working at Enloe Health. She was on track to graduate in spring 2026. Faculty and staff described Winter as personable, brilliant, driven, standing out for her exceptional integrity. Winter served as a community connections director for a Chico State volunteer organization, was an active member of the Black Student Union, and was known for volunteering throughout Chico with different organizations. Chico City Council member Addison Winslow shared on Instagram that he knew Winter from efforts around town, including working with unhoused people in need. He called her a friend and neighbor who co-coordinated mutual aid in 2020. Winslow said, quote, "Alex was intelligent, well-organized, had a warmth and kindness that made her an ideal street outreach worker and a balance to my more rugged style of organizing." Winslow also said, quote, "I think of the importance of being close with our friends and neighbors, recognizing signs of domestic violence, and showing the same sympathy and kindness in offering help to others that Alex showed throughout her life. We were lucky to have her as part of our community." In other news, a plan to house 4 elderly homeless women in tiny homes has stalled after a Chico church backed away from the project. Charles Witham, president of the North State Shelter Team, has pitched the idea to about 24 of Chico's 40 churches. City Lights Church has expressed interest in hosting the 4 tiny homes on its parking lot, but Reverend Steve Cox recently told Witham the project has, quote, "risks we can't move past." Witham says the need is urgent. He pointed to the death of Gina Marmol, a 61-year-old homeless woman who died on a Chico street on November 2nd of this year. Witham said, quote, "I would like a safe space for every mature woman to be safe at night, a little tiny home. The problem with the current shelter situation in Chico is that it's mostly just 3 big shelters with over 100 people each. That's intimidating to a lot of people to deal with. They've been there, they've had a bad experience, they're not going back." After leadership at another church, the Community Church of God, expressed interest in the project, and that interest was reported in the news, neighbors strongly objected. Neighbors expressed concerns about property values and unauthorized people accessing church grounds. Reverend Richard Hoyt of Community Church of God said the church remains passionate about helping the women, but is being thorough in investigating the program. According to Witham, 12 California cities operate similar programs successfully, including Walnut Creek, which houses 6 seniors in microhomes on a church parking lot. City Community Development Director Brendan Vieg clarified to Chico Soul that while council supports the project in concept, no formal application has been submitted. The North State Shelter Team continues searching for a church partner willing to host the project, and, Vieg said, when it does find a partner, it must hold a pre-application neighborhood meeting. This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org. That's Chico, S-O-L, .org.